The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Welcome to online worship at St. Stephen's on this sixth day in Easter. And happy Mother's Day to all the mothers and all the motherly out there. We hope you have a very happy day. And if today happens to be a difficult day for you, please know that we are praying for you as well. Please join me in saying the call to worship today. We are no longer servants. Jesus calls us friends, for he has made all things known to us. We did not choose Jesus. He chose us. He has put us in the world to bear fruit. As God loved Jesus, so Jesus loves us, without exception. As his people, the greatest way we can worship him is to love. We love God and love one another. Let's light the Christ candle and take a few moments to be still with God. Would you pray the prayer of confession with me? Loving and merciful One, we thank you for the community in which you have placed us, for the brothers and sisters with whom we walk this pilgrim journey. Yet we confess that too often we fail to love as you love. We push aside those whom we believe are the least in your kingdom. We fail to see your kingdom in parables because we fail to see your kingdom in each other. Forgive us, gracious God. Form in us a new vision of community in which there is neither east nor west, neither south nor north. We ask this in Jesus' name and for the sake of your kingdom that both is and is not yet. Amen.
Friends, God abides in you. God is breathing, living, forgiving, restoring you in this moment and in the days to come. This is good news for us. And so I want to invite you today to join me in proclaiming this assuring word of grace together. As God is in us, so we can live, work, care for others, so that love, hope, and joy might touch all people. Thanks be to God. We are forgiven. Amen.
Today's reading is from the Gospel of John, beginning at chapter 15 and reading verses 9 to 17. Here Jesus continues his conversation with the disciples in the upper room and tells them about the importance of obeying and loving. Verse 9. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Now remain in my love. If you keep my commands, you will remain in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commands and remain in his love. I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and your joy may be complete. My command is this: love each other as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command. I no longer call you servants, because a servant does not know his master's business. Instead, I have called you friends, for everything that I learned from my Father, I have made known to you. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you so that you might go and bear fruit, fruit that will last, and so that whatever you ask in my name, the Father will give you. This is my command: love each other. Friends, this is the word of God. Thanks be to God.
Last week, we were looking at this first part of this first section from John chapter 15. We were considering Jesus' call in it for us to abide in him, and his assurance that if we are able to do that, we will end up bearing much fruit for God's kingdom mission in this world. Well, that was very much just the first part of what is actually one larger passage. And so today we are going to turn our focus to part two. But we do so with that first section still in our minds and still very much within our view. If we heard Jesus' call for us to abide in him last week, then this week we listen in these verses for how we might be able to do that. How is it that we can ensure that we are abiding in Christ? Well, to answer that question, we need to start by recalling what was the key verse that we focused on from last week's reading, verse 5. You'll remember that we heard Jesus say there, "I am the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing." Jesus' proclamation that he is the vine is critical here. It gives us the context within which we must understand what he is saying to us in the verses we've heard together in our reading today. You'll remember that last week I said that that term, the vine, would have been well familiar to Jesus' first followers. At various times throughout their history, it had been used to refer to the people of Israel. It was an image that had been chosen to help to try to capture this idea that God was calling the Israelites to live as a people who had an inextricable connection to God, a connection through which life would flow through them out to the rest of the world. So in proclaiming himself to be the true vine, Jesus was saying that he was the embodiment of what it looks like to live in that way, to live connected to God in a way that lets God bring life to others through your life. Well, if you have been joining us here in our online worship since we started, you may remember that last summer and fall, we had a very long sermon series in which we focused on what it means for us to be both a blessed and blessing people. That series was really exploring our belief that God has now called us to be a people who live with that same purpose. The same purpose that he had given originally to the people of Israel. We're to be people who also find life in God, and through whom others can discover that same life as well. Well, this has always been the bigger picture. God's vision is for his people to live as part of a vibrant community in which we can find life in abundance. This community will be gathered around God, and it's defined by the love that is the essence of who and how God is. This love flows out from God, embracing and encircling all of God's beloved people and his creation. It is a love that is very specific and distinctive because it is absolutely selfless. To try to grasp that, imagine for just a moment the most selfless person you have ever been fortunate enough to know. Take a moment. And as you think about them, try to reconnect with the love that you experienced through them. And now, try to imagine that love multiplied many, many times over, so it is even purer and stronger. That love that you are trying to imagine right now, it's just a taste of the love that God has for us. And it is this love, this selfless love, that is the distinguishing mark of the community God has envisioned for us to be a part of. It will flow freely amongst us and through us to others. And as that happens, we will find ourselves beautifully reflecting something of that selfless love to the world. And as we talked about last month, this idea of us reflecting something of God's nature is a big part of what it means when we say that we have been created in the image of God. We have been created to reflect this love of God through our lives. Well, now, as I said, this love that we know from God, it is distinctive. It is selfless. It's completely centered on the other. And as such, it is utterly transformative. Tom Wright has said that this kind of love makes both the lover and the beloved more truly human. As we experience this love ourselves and in turn share it with others, God's love transforms us. Gradually, we become reflectors of that wonderful love. We become the loving, life-giving people God has created us to be. This whole notion is what Jesus is leading us towards when he urges us in this chapter to abide in his love. He's leading us towards this life in this community of love with God and with others he has for us. A community in which we both love and are loved by God and by others. Well, interestingly, this is also what it means for us to keep Jesus' commands. You'll remember that in our passage today, Jesus tied these two things together. He said, "Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love." Living in the love of God and living out the love of God in this way that I've been trying to describe, it's not simply the result of keeping Jesus' commands, it's actually the very way we keep them. You may remember that Jesus was once asked what the greatest commandment was. And he said, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment." And he said, "And the second is like it. love your neighbor as yourself. And then he added something very interesting. He said, all of the law and the prophets hang on these two commandments. It turns out that those two greatest commandments, loving God and loving our neighbors near and far, they end up encompassing all of the others. They are what all of the other commands that were given in the law and the prophets were meant to lead us to. It was all meant to work together, to lead us to this life-giving, loving community God has dreamed for us to have. Knowing the love of God and loving God in return, and letting this love of God shape us and shape how we love others. This is the essence of what it means when Jesus says that we are to abide in his love. It is our experience of this love that transforms us, that makes us truly, wonderfully human. And it is our sharing of this same selfless, other-centered love from God that can help to transform others and to transform our world. Friends, living out this call of love, it is our purpose. It is our reason for being. So as I finish today, let's pray together. As we pray, I'm going to read to you a beautiful description of love. These are words that were inspired by the Holy Spirit and written by the Apostle Paul to a young church that he had planted in the city of Corinth 2,000 years ago. As I read, I invite you to listen to how this love is described. And as you do, listen for the ways you may be nudged to express love in these ways, maybe in a specific situation in your life. I encourage you to pay attention to anything that stands out for you or something your mind might be drawn to, maybe a situation your mind is drawn to. These may be the Spirit of God encouraging you to abide a little more deeply in Christ's love, in a tangible way, in a specific situation in your life, even today. So please, pray with me. Loving God, draw us towards your heart now. Grace us with a fresh, new sense of the depth and the width and the height and the length of your love for us. Fill us with your love today. Help us to remain open to the ways you are calling us to reflect your love in this world, and especially help us to sense your leading and grace to share your love with those you bring into our lives. You are calling us to be your people, abiding in your love. So lead us by your Spirit as we seek ways to do this in the coming days, weeks, and months. God, as we listen to these words, help us to really hear them. And help us to hear you speaking to us through them. Love never gives up. Love cares more for others than for self. Love doesn't want what it doesn't have. Love doesn't strut, doesn't have a swelled head, doesn't force itself on others, isn't always me first, doesn't fly off the handle, doesn't keep score of the sins of others, doesn't revel when others grovel, takes pleasure in the flowering of truth, puts up with anything, trusts God always, always looks for the best, never looks back, but keeps going to the end. Love never dies. Jesus, help us to receive this love from you and give each of us a vision for how we can share it with others. In your name, and for the sake of your mission of bringing this love to the world, we pray. Amen.
Good morning. Let us pray. Gracious and merciful God, we praise you and glorify you for the deeply loving God that you are. We thank you for being the one who answers our prayers. We pray together today for the Prime Minister and the premiers of each of our provinces. Several provinces in Canada have very high COVID cases at this time. May they be given the wisdom to make the choices that help the numbers to go down. We pray that they be released from the fear that comes from making very difficult choices. Open their hearts to the health consultants who back the present science. We pray for all community leadership who continue to make the local decisions that must be made to keep our cities, towns, and villages moving in the direction that keeps them healthy, as well as functioning as normally as they possibly can. Help each community council to continue to open their hearts to the broken, the homeless, and the addicted. I pray for every church community in Canada to continue to love one another in their churches and communities. Open their hearts to nourish the broken, the homeless, and the addicted. We in the church are often too small to do this for everyone, but can surely do this for some. Jesus has called us to love one another as friends. I pray for each mother this special day that they have a sense of peace, a sense of trust that they are surrounded by your love and the love of their family. Thank you for those folk who have been healed and those who have been provided for in needed ways. I pray that each of us be filled with the Holy Spirit and surrounded by the Spirit's presence, and that we share your love from the bottom of our heart to those we encounter. In Jesus' name we pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us this day our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Thank you, friends, for all of the gifts that you have given so freely this week. Please pray with me in dedicating them to the work you've given them to and to God's purposes in this world. God of grace, help us live and give in your kingdom of love, where there are no enemies, only brothers and sisters, and kindness is the air we breathe. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Friends, go now and bear fruit for God, fruit that will last. And as Christ has loved you, so you love one another. Abide always in God's love, so that your joy may be made complete. And may God bless you and keep you. May God's face shine upon you and be gracious to you. And may God look upon you with kindness and grant you peace. Amen.